Hi guys, my name's Steph and I'd like to welcome you to HypoHugs. HypoHugs is brought to you by the Children's Hyperinsulinism Charity, who provides support to families who have loved ones with hyperinsulinism throughout the UK. If you would like any more information about the charity or have any suggestions or comments, please contact us on hypohugs@hyperinsulinism.co.uk. Also, if anyone wishes to take part in an episode of HypoHugs, please drop us an email and we'll get right back to you. Thanks. Hi everyone and welcome to this special episode of HypoHugs. This episode we're going to cover our CHC 2023 family conference. Now, the conference took place back in May at Drayton Manor Hotel in Birmingham. It was a complete and absolutely fantastic weekend. Everyone who was there can back me up on that one. I'm pretty sure everyone enjoyed themselves. I was there with the rest of the trustees and I was very lucky to be part of such a strong group to bring the conference to you, the families. We were very lucky to have some very special guest speakers ranging from various topics of hyperinsulinism, starting from the basic journey of hyperinsulinism and understanding the condition, straight through to getting support at home and in your community. We also had some breakout rooms away from the main conference seminar. And in the breakout rooms, we discussed various topics such as feeding issues. We even had some mindfulness meditation sections, which everyone enjoyed. Those of you who were not able to attend the conference, it was filmed and these videos will be available soon. I've been notified by Sarah, our chair, that the videos will be up on the website by the start of September. So look out for the message and keep posted because there really is some interesting discussions going on there. Now this episode of HypoHugs, I was very fortunate to be able to speak to a wide range of people at the conference and they were very happy for me to just give them a wee small interview just to find out how they're getting on at the conference. At this point, I would also like to send out my apologies to a certain little lady who was at the conference. Now, I had quite a little discussion with her and I think she is just an absolute superstar. She actually received one of the special awards given out by the trustees. Now, this little lady wanted to actually be on HypoHugs on this episode to talk about the conference. However, I had packed away all my equipment before she got to me. So, this is my special shout out to Pippa, who was at the conference. And Pippa, I am really sorry I didn't get you at the conference, but don't you worry, I'll get you on an episode soon and we can get your views on what you want us to do for you as a charity and to see how you're getting on, okay? Now, big shout out to Pippa on that one. Okay, so we're just going to dive in with the first recording from the conference. So hope you enjoy. So I'm talking with Aaron, who is a dad of one, who's joining us at the conference today. How are you finding it today, Aaron?
It's been very interesting. Picked up lots of useful information we hadn't thought about before, just looking at things from a different perspective. Yeah. A lot of it's medically going over my head, to be honest, but it's been definitely been an education.
I'm right there with you. I mean, some of the stuff was over my head as well, and we could help the key speakers present. So, what have you found most beneficial, the breakout rooms or the main conference?
I think breakout rooms were a nice change of pace, more personal approach to things, and more opportunity to ask questions in a small group. But I find the the generics quite interesting, because when you have some talks from the dietitians and things, you see them on a regular basis, but it's nice to see the genetics, because you don't speak to a geneticist. You send off bloods and wait 6 months or something like that to hear back. So it's nice to get their opinions and approaches to things and what they're doing behind the scenes, because obviously it is a massive amount of work that you don't maybe appreciate until they talk about.
Yeah. How's your wee one enjoying it?
I don't know, because I haven't seen him very much. He's been occupied by grandparents, which has been very helpful. So I've been getting text messages of his blood sugars to keep us settled.
Hope you're all okay.
Yeah. Yes, all good so far.
Fingers crossed, touch wood. Well, thanks very much for your time, and I'll let you get back to Chris.
He's next.
Oh, is he next? Okay. Yeah. I'm behind the times, obviously. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Hey, thank you.
So I'm here with Liam. And Liam, how are you getting on today at the conference?
So it's been good. Have you enjoyed the conference?
Yes, I think it's been really good. We've been running about daft, mind you, but it's been going well. Yeah, what part have you enjoyed the most?
It's been like fun just to like walk around all of Drayton Manor and look at all the stuff in the conference as well. It's been good, so yeah.
What part have you enjoyed the most, the main conference, or have you been in any of the breakout sessions yet?
No, I haven't been in any of the breakout sessions yet, but I have just been in the conference right now. It's been going well, I think, and hopefully everyone's enjoyed it.
Yeah, especially now that the sun's come out.
Yes, brilliant. The sun's been brilliant for the whole day. It wasn't even cloudy earlier, so it was good. So,
are you looking forward to the theme park tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not here for the theme park tomorrow, but I hope everyone else enjoys it.
Well, that's great. Thanks very much for your time, Liam, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
No problem. Stream hypo hugs.
Hi, I'm Katie Quinn. I'm an endocrine nurse specialist in a paediatric hospital in Dublin called CHI Crumlin. I'm delighted to be here at the conference, and I'm just really enjoying hearing the parents' perspective, the impact on the families, and just their personal gist on how things work for them. And it's just going to help me be the better nurse to help them in our services back in Dublin. Thank you.
All the work you do, honestly, like I speak for all the families, like you are just absolutely fantastic, the work that you guys provide for us.
Hi, I'm Agnes Fitzgerald. I'm an endocrine nurse specialist in Crumlin in Children's Hospital in Dublin, and it's amazing to be here at the conference. We got invited over, the girls kindly invited us over to come, and it's great to see it from the other side, from the families, get their perspective on the care, the journey through their baby being diagnosed through to teenage years. So it's brilliant to see all the families and meet everyone, and hopefully it will be we're about to come to more conferences in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Bring it to Ireland.
Yeah. Oh yes, definitely. Bring it to Ireland and Scotland. Yep, yes. Pushing them.
Hi, my name is Gurpreet, and I'm one of the endocrine nurses in Crumlin, which is one of the children's hospitals in Dublin, Ireland. And I'm working with Agnes and Kitty, and it's nice to be here, and it's just a bigger platform to meet all the nurses and the parents who are running all such an amazing charity work and doing so good for all the parents having the same kids with the same condition. It's really nice to meet all of them here.
Again, thank you all so much for coming.
I think you did an amazing job organising, like, fair play to you, with sick, like, kids at home that take up full time. Like, it's amazing what you've done here.
Yeah. You really pulled
it
off.
It's a fantastic conference, so well done.
What's been the best part, do you think, just in...
I think Claire Gilbert from Gosh's talk at the beginning of the morning, it just summed it all up, your journey through with hyperinsulinism and the treatment plan and the goals and the future. Like, that was amazing. And mindfulness is also very good. Yeah,
everyone likes a bit of mindfulness just to zone out for a little bit.
It's good to have like another side. It's not all medical, that there is other ways for coping mechanisms. I think that's really important as well, so it's been great.
Yes, I love seeing all the families here having a bit of normality and life goes on. Yeah. And it's really good. It's really good to see it.
Yeah, for me it was nice to meet one of the family. I think it's your family. Mm. And like met them here last night, and like how did they go through for everything, and for us to know like this dizoglucagon something new trial going on, so which is something we are taking forward from here to discuss with our team to get involved in that kind of trial. Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks very much for your time, and I'll let you go on and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we are here with Caroline Wilson and the lovely Lorraine, one of our trustees. Ladies, how do you think the conference is going so far? Start with Caroline.
I think it's going really well. It's fantastic. I mean, from the Mindfulness in Schools project perspective, we're delighted to be here working with the Children's Hyperinsulinism Charity and to have this opportunity to share mindfulness. But essentially, I've learned so much about hyperinsulinism and to be here with the families, with the carers, with the children, with different professionals, and to hear so much. It's just been a great learning journey for me today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we're glad that you've actually picked some new information up. Lorraine, how do you think this went today?
I'm just really so pleased with the venue. I'm pleased with our organisation. The trustees have worked really hard, and I'm really delighted to be part of a really tight team to get this together. We've had some amazing feedback from the likes of Sir Al Ainslie Green, who was really kind and talking about how this organisation is really superb. We've had lots of families, I've had lots of families come up to me and say how much they're enjoying it. So it's just testament to the hard work of the trustees that they've put in, and also to all of our speakers who have been delivering amazing talks on a really difficult subject. I'm making it interesting, and people are engaged, and that's been fantastic. And the weather's been great, and Drayton Manor have been great, and the food has been great. So it's been wonderful, and I'm just really delighted and excited to have been part of it. Thanks, Steph.
Thanks very much for your views on the conference today, ladies. I'll let yous go, and I think Chris Watson at the moment talking about CGMs, so I'll let yous head back in.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thanks, Stephanie. I agree with everything Lorraine was saying. You put so much work into this, and it really shows through the attention to detail. Fantastic. The caring, the feeling of the whole conference. It's unique. I've never experienced anything like this. I've never been at a family conference before. So all power to you all, and keep on doing the wonderful work that you're doing, supporting each other as a community. And I hope that we'll be able to play a role in that in the future as well.
Thanks very much for that, Caroline. Okay. Have fun, ladies.
So as you can hear, everyone had an absolutely fantastic time at the conference in Drayton Manor. We've also been getting a lot of feedback from all the families that were there, and which is absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. We are, after all, your charity. So whatever you want us to do, you need to let us know, because otherwise we're not going to do what you want to do. For an example, we have received an email from Anne. She is a grandparent. She attended the conference. She's written us a lovely feedback letter to the HypoHugs email address. As a grandparent to Finn, I was so delighted to hear of a conference and of the opportunity to attend. I have to say how genuinely impressed I was with so many aspects of the weekend. The welcome, the information packs and location were excellent. We really felt involved from the word go. I cannot express how lovely it was to meet and talk to other families, and there were opportunities to do this throughout the day. This was key for me. Sometimes it feels so isolating, as Finn's condition is not something people are aware of generally, and it's so serious. The schedule of presentations was varied and really useful, and it ran like clockwork. Well done. Meals and get-togethers, the informal settings, the children's entertainment, organisers thought of everything. When I read the post on the CHI Facebook page now, they have new meaning, as I've met so many of their contributors, and it is so reassuring. I must commend and congratulate all those involved in the organisation of the conference. It was really professional, but also gave everyone a platform to meet, chat, laugh and cry. And the children's faces said it all. I think they all had a wonderful experience too. And the icing on top of the cake was, of course, Thomas Land, the theme park. We had a ball. You simply need to do it all over again next year. Well, Anne, I completely agree with you. We definitely need to do this again. So If anyone else agrees with Anne, then just send me a little feedback message and I'll put it forward to the trustees, and you never know, we could be doing exactly the same, but even better. No pressure, trustees, no pressure. Okay, well, this is me signing off now. Thank you very much for tuning in to this special episode about our CHI conference that we held back in May. If you want to send me a message, hypohugs, it's hypohugs@hyperinsulinism.co.uk. You can tag us on our Facebook page and Instagram pages, and we can get right back to you, or we can work on whatever wanting the charity to do. From me, I hope everyone has a very peaceful and relaxing summer. I hope those hypos are kept at bay for everyone, and we shall speak soon. Okay, bye guys.